It is one of human history's greatest mysteries. Stonehenge, the prehistoric stone monument in the southern English countryside. Archaeologists and anthropologists have theorized that Stonehenge was built as a place of sun worship because the sun aligns with the stones on the summer and winter solstice. Or it could be a sacred burial ground or an astronomical observatory. Now a team of scientists has begun the first archaeological dig at Stonehenge in more than 40 years, and it could lead to a new understanding of this ancient rock circle. Lead archaeologist Professor Timothy Darville is at the dig site. Hello there.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good. So where are you? What does the dig look like right now?
Well, I'm actually standing inside the circle, right next to one of the great trilithons in the middle. I'm sheltering a little bit because it's rather windy this afternoon, and I wouldn't like the telephone to make too much noise. And just in front of me, I've got the excavation. It's a piece of keyhole surgery, really. This is a very sacred site to many people, but English Heritage have allowed us to do just this one small hole. It's about 2.5 meters by 3.5 meters, so it's a nice area.
Isn't it a little scary or maybe awe-inspiring to dig up ground at Stonehenge?
Well, one feels the weight of responsibility on our shoulders because nobody's been allowed to dig here for nearly 50 years. And the research questions have been piling up. And finally, we've been allowed to start exploring one or two of them.
Now, I understand that you have your own theory as to why Stonehenge was built, what it was for.
Indeed. It's not necessarily different in the sense that it rules the others out. But what struck us as really rather important is the way in which the monument changes its character when they bring in about 80 stones from the west of Wales. They're not the ones that you see when you first look at the site, because those are quite local stones. They're very large stones. But in amongst those large stones are these so-called blue stones. And these are the thing that makes Stonehenge special, because from the moment they arrive, the site becomes unique.
Let's back up a second. The first pieces of Stonehenge, the actual rise and some of the first rocks, were there 3,000 years before the Common Era, BCE. And then you're talking about the blue stones arriving, I don't know, 1,200 years after that?
Yeah, more or less. The first monument at Stonehenge is just an earthwork. It's just a circular enclosure, and there's probably some timber structures and things in it. But at that time, it was really just a bog-standard kind of monument. We've got lots of those sort of things scattered across the British Isles. And then at around about 2600 BC, they bring in these blue stones from Wales. And it's at that point that the monument really takes off into the sort of structure that we see today.
What do the blue stones mean, do you think, in
your
theory?
Well, the blue stones must be the power behind this place. The word bluestone just refers to a whole series of different kinds of rock, particularly some dolerites, some spotted dolerites, some tufts, all sorts of things, but they all come from one mountain. And what's rather important, and this is where our theory begins to build, is that this mountain has running off it sacred springs, springs which are believed to be holy wells or healing wells where people go in order to cure ailments. Now, as it turns out, there is medieval traditions associated with Stonehenge that these blue stones were regarded as healing stones back in medieval times.
So how is your dig helping you support your theory?
Yeah. Well, what we're doing is going inside the monument to find the very first stone settings. And first of all, we want to date the exact time when those stones were introduced to Stonehenge. And then the second thing is we want to look at the history of those stones to see how they were treated, how they were used. For example, were they washed with water? Did people rub things against them? Were they broken up in a systematic way, or were they smashed as if they were being desecrated? How were they treated? Because we'd rather think that, like in modern churches or temples or cathedrals, the way in which stones are used, the way in which monuments are regarded, is rather important to the way that people believe things about them.
How soon? When do you think we'll get some actual results from your findings?
Well, we're reckoning it'll take us about 6 months to work through the material. We've got a line of experts waiting to have a look at it. Oxford University is going to be helping us, and we've got a whole range of people down at Bournemouth University. So once we get it down there and unpacked and dried out, we should be getting on with it straight away.
Well, Professor Darville, we will call you back in about 6 months.
Indeed.
Professor Timothy Darvill is the head of the Archaeology and Historic Environment Group at Bournemouth University in England. He's leading a team on the first dig at Stonehenge in more than 40 years. Professor Darvill, thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrea.